And it is time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time. Pastor Josh Hester here. So we're going to let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Absolutely. Talking a little bit about the early disciples, some of the things that they went through together as the body of Christ at the beginning. And then yesterday we talked a little bit about Saul, his encounter that he had with the Lord, and he had a change of heart, a change of mind, change of direction. We actually see him who was at one time fighting against the church, and then he starts fighting for the church. And there's a few other things that I want to kind of glean upon. Acts chapter 9, where Saul has this encounter with the Lord, and then there's some things that we should take away from that. And that's number one is that we all need help in our walk with the Lord. In the book of Acts, we see when Saul actually has this encounter with Jesus, there's a disciple. His name is Ananias, and he actually takes Saul and he prays for him, and he lays his hands on him, scales fall from his eyes, and the scripture says, and then he baptizes him and actually kind of helps him along in his beginning of his walk with Jesus. And so, friends, we all need help in our walk with the Lord. And so it's really cool to think of Ananias's part in Paul's ministry, where we now know that the scriptures, the beginning of Paul, has the majority of the New Testament that he wrote. I mean, this guy just had just such a major influence in the early church. And that Ananias was a part of that at the very beginning, pouring seed into his life. And so, friends, we all need help in our walk with the Lord. And even if you've been serving the Lord for a long time, the thing that I share with my congregation is there's three people we need in our life, friends. We all need a Paul, we all need a Barnabas, and we all need a Timothy. And I just say that as in, we all need someone like a spiritual father. We all need someone who is investing into our life. We need someone who is pouring into investing into us, you know, whether that's a pastor, a mentor, or a life coach, whatever you want to call it. Just somebody who you look at and they pour into you. You need a Barnabas. You need somebody that you can live life and do ministry or walk alongside as iron sharpens iron, somebody who's a friend, somebody who you're going in the same path, and you guys build each other and encourage each other. And we all need a Timothy. We all need a person that we're actually investing in and pouring our life into and discipling. And so we all need help with our walk with the Lord. And so hopefully you've got those things. And if you don't, friends, I highly encourage you to have those type of people in your life, somebody who's influencing you, somebody you're doing life with, and somebody that you can also pour into. And then number two, friends, we need to share what God is doing in our lives. We need to share what God is doing. When we see here after he's baptized, after Ananias spent some time with him, verse 20 says, at once he began to preach and share what God did. Like, it wasn't like, okay, I'm gonna set you in this 8-week course and you're gonna go, you know, you gotta go through this. No, it was like immediately he started sharing his experience with Jesus and the scriptures. And I could just see those 3 days when he was fasting and he couldn't see, like, the Lord, you know, was turning those wheels and aligning Jesus with all of the scripture that he already knew. So he just started taking that and he ran with it and started preaching what God had did. And so one of the things that I think is really cool is in Acts chapter 9, verse 19 through 25, we see, and this is, friends, this is a lesson for us as the body of Christ. We see the disciples showing kindness to a man who was just hunting them down and wanting to kill them. And think about this. You know, I mean, there are lots of people groups and there are lots of different movements that are actually against the church. And what if our kindness towards them actually was something that was God used as a seed to actually reach them? Instead of us standing up in a defensive stance and saying, oh, you're coming against our faith, so we're coming against you. What if we actually show kindness to them? I heard on, Yes FM, I heard a story where this guy, his church, there was a movement that was going to protest his church and do all this other stuff. And they took it as an opportunity and say, hey, we're going to make coffee and donuts and all this other stuff. These guys are going to stand outside and we're just going to love on them. That's like blows my mind. Like just the way of handling a situation where there could be anger and the church would say, you know what, we're going to love on you even through that. What a life lesson. I mean, Acts kind of shows us that. And then, I mean, I think even nowadays is a great time for the church to stand up and love on people who are resisting them. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm just saying, wow, what a powerful testimony of Jesus if we can do that. And so, and then number three, friends, we need to take a chance with people. We need to take a chance with people. I think of sometimes maybe we, you know, there's somebody in our life who, you know, maybe we have a preconceived notion or idea about them, or we prejudge them and we don't think that they're going to make it, or we don't think that they're going to actually ever do anything, or maybe we think they have false intention or false motives. The early disciples thought that in Acts chapter 9. Here, I just want to read this this verse here real quick. In chapter 9, verse 26. It says, this is talking about Paul. It says, when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. So you have all of the disciples that are like, this guy's false. This guy's a faker. He's coming to come in amongst us to destroy us. And in verse 27, this is a powerful, I love it. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoke to him. And now in Damascus, he preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. What happened? This man named Barnabas took a chance with Paul. It's powerful. Friends, we need to take a chance with people. The early disciples had this preconceived idea that Paul was going to come in and he was going to destroy what God was doing. And the truth was, no, Paul had a mighty encounter with the Lord and Barnabas came in and vouched for him. And so, friends, we need to take a chance with people. Take a chance with the outcast. Take a chance with someone who doesn't look like you or doesn't act like you. Take a chance with somebody who maybe needs to be brought in. And then finally, number four, friends, we need to remember where our true fight lies. I think sometimes we think our fight is against flesh and blood. We think our fight is against politics. We think our fight is against these people groups. We think our fight is against these causes that are against us. When in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, it says, for we wrestle or we fight or we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, and a spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms. Friends, where true fight lies is in the spirit. True fight lies is against the enemy, against the devil. And our true fight is against darkness and sin. And so think about this. In the early days, the Jews believed that their fight was against Rome. They thought the Messiah was going to come and rescue them from Roman oppression. And that theology, you know, and I thought, well, that was bad theology. But to be honest, that theology was based on Moses and Pharaoh stuff, where you had this rescuer come in, rescue them, deliver them from captivity, and then obviously take them to the promised land, take them to Sinai in the promised land. So their theology was based on seeing what Moses did. They thought the Messiah was going to come and rescue them from Roman oppression when he didn't. That wasn't his job. His job wasn't to come and rescue them from Roman oppression, but was to rescue them and us all from the bondage of sin. And so, friends, again, you know, our true fight lies where our true fight lies is that is that of faith. The true fight lies is for souls. The true fight, where our true fight lies, is so that the kingdom of darkness is being pushed back and the kingdom of God is being advanced. And how that happens is by us living for the Lord, by us sharing our testimony and the testimony of Jesus, what God's done, what God is still doing, and by us just remembering that we're not fighting against people, even if people are coming against our faith, even if people are coming against you personally. Friends, it's not them that your fight is against. Our fight is against the enemy and against sin and wickedness. So I just want to encourage our listeners, friends, that we all need help in our walk with the Lord. We need to share what God's doing, man. Tell people what God is doing. We need to take it with people. Let people know that you love them and that you're for them and that you'll help them out any way you can. And friends, and where our true fight lies, it's not against all the things that we see in the media. It's not against all of these things that we could potentially put our focus and our energy. It truly is against the Satan and against sin and against the kingdom of darkness. So be encouraged, friends. And the book of Acts is amazing. Read through it.
Well, would you go and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Lord, we say we love you and you are amazing. And we thank you. We see how Saul had a change of heart. He had an encounter with the Lord and God. And then we see him just go forward with his call and with the ministry. And Lord, I thank you, Father. I think that you would place people in our lives who can disciple, encourage, And God, strengthen us. I thank you that you bring people in our lives who we can live our life alongside as iron sharpens iron. God, I pray that we'd have good brothers and sisters in Christ. And God, I pray that we'd have people in our life that we can pour into. And Lord, let us not be ashamed or afraid of the gospel. Let us not be ashamed or afraid of telling the goodness of God and what you've done in and through our lives. And Lord, I pray that we would continue, God, to have, God, just shifts of God, knowing where our fight stand against. And Lord, that Father, that you've called us to fight, but you've called us to fight against, God, against the sin in our own heart. And Lord, we say we love you. Would you have your way? Would you bless every listener? God, would you strengthen and encourage each person with your grace and with your spirit? In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Josh Hester in with us from Vision Ministries. Pastor, tell us about Vision Ministries.
Well, Vision Ministries is a church that has two locations, one in historic South Toledo. We're about a mile from the Toledo Zoo. We'll be celebrating 15 years of ministry in South Toledo in November, and we're actually going to be doing a low-key block party this weekend at that location where we're just going to try to love on our community there, and we have Vision Kitchen. Maybe you've heard about that, where we serve hot meals Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We also have our Waterville campus. We're located on Noward Road, and we're reaching out to the community of Waterville, Swanson, White House, Monclova, and just sharing the love of Jesus through both campuses. And if you want to find out more information about our church, you can go to our website, which is vision.today, or find us on Facebook. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on all of those things, Twitter and all those. They can look up Vision Ministries or Vision Ministries South Toledo or Vision Ministries Waterville. We've got all of that information on social media. You can find out more information.
Josh, thanks so much for being in all week long.
It is my pleasure.